The next patient is Donald Hensley. The last name is H-E-N-S-L-E-Y, Donald. This is a clinical case of a 60-year-old white male that is referred to the service because of the presence of diabetes mellitus that was initially diagnosed in 2013. Before that, the patient had a history of arterial hypertension and a history of peripheral vascular disease. The patient has had fluctuation in the GFR, and at the present time and during the latest determination, that was done in January 20 of 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.3. The serum electrolytes were within normal limits. The potassium was 5. The BUN was 36. And the patient had an estimated GFR of 59 mLs per minute. Interestingly, the patient has an albumin creatinine ratio that is 50. Is slightly elevated, and this is very selective proteinuria. There is no evidence of macroproteinuria. Period. The patient has some degree of diabetic nephropathy, most likely. And along with the arterial hypertension, he has some degree of nephrosclerosis that could explain the chronic kidney disease, period. Number two, this diabetes mellitus has been a little bit out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.6 during the same day with a fasting blood sugar of 244, period. The patient is controlled with the administration of pioglitazone. Period, taking into consideration the fact that he has a renal compromise, that he has arterial hypertension, and has peripheral vascular disease, the patient has indication for SGLT2 inhibitor. And for that reason, I'm going to take the liberty of giving him some samples of Jardiance initially 10 milligrams on daily basis, but the goal is to increase to 25. And on the other hand, I'm going to try to implement the administration of Rybelsus 3 milligrams on daily basis once he gets well established and the blood sugar be under control. Period, he is going to check the blood sugar frequently, and we are going to make adjustments in the medications accordingly. Period. Number three, the patient has mixed hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 188, HDL is 44, LDL is 108, with triglycerides of 237 are elevated because of the elevation in the blood sugar. follow the number. The patient has a BMI of 35, and we had to give him parameters to control the blood sugars as well as the body weight. All the activity that he could have will be good in order to increase the sensitivity of the receptors of insulin and decrease the caloric intake. The patient was given an explanation regarding a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet that is extremely important. Label reading was also explained to the patient. Avoid fructose and corn syrup at all costs. The patient was given an appointment to see us in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Thank you so much for your kind referral. I'll keep you posted on the progress.